Okay, dear General Pisano, thank you for your talk today. Could you please expand further on how to maintain / practice tranquility in everyday life, especially as we, quote-unquote, pick up any of the things in our lives? And that maintaining of that and practicing tranquility in everyday life, I think one of the things that's really important in terms of maintaining and practicing tranquility is really looking after right view, in terms of really attending to that sense of having our view, our perspectives, our considerations informed by Dhamma, informed by a view that accords with Dhamma. And then you'll find that you've got an anchor to return to, just that those recollections of impermanence, the recollections of the anicca, dukkha, anatta. Those are trying to reflect in ways that returns one to right view. Ajahn Chah used to put tremendous amount of effort into, of course, teaching. You look at the spectrum of his teachings, and the vast majority of it would be around sila and samadhiti, virtue and right view. Because those are really the tools that give an anchor for, say, tranquility, for an equanimity, or if not equanimity, at least an equable basis to be receiving the world around us and engaging in the world. So those ways that we can be strengthening virtue and right view, these are really, really important. And then the different techniques and tools that one picks up for maintaining a base of mindfulness and tranquility, those are things that you pick up as you find useful. Like for myself, one of the things that I've always relied on is the mindfulness of the body, really coming back to the body.